Recording in progress.
And we are ready to go, Madam Chair.
Okay. The Piscataway Township Planning Board meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. Notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Notice made public in the public library. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Ms. Corcoran?
Here.
Ms. Saunders? She texts me she's muted, but it doesn't say she's muted. Might be on her end. So Carol is here.
Okay, she's here.
Yeah, Reverend Kenny?
Present.
Mr. Espinoza?
Here.
And Madam Chair?
Here. The open public meetings notice, please, can be read.
The meeting's being held virtually pursuant to the Zoom notice, Madam Chair, as a result of the Department of Community Affairs guidelines promulgated as part of the COVID pandemic. It's appropriate for the meeting to go forward in the virtual setting, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Can we all recite the Pledge of Allegiance? The flag is over my shoulder. I pledge
allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we need to this professionals to be sworn in tonight since we're only having discussions, Mr. Barlow?
I just believe Mr. Clark, and I'm not sure if Mr. Gottlieb is on the call.
No, Mr. Gottlieb's not on tonight.
So we should swear in Mr. Clarkin since he will be the testimony.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Ms. Saunders. Mm-hmm.
Tom, you might have to do it. Carol's having problems.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can.
Okay. I had to go out and come back in. Zoom does not like me. Can you please raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony about to give you the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay. Number six, okay, Madam Chair.
Okay. Mr. Barlow, I believe there are a couple of changes to our agenda.
Yes. If anyone on the meeting is here for the Yates Minor Subdivision, which is Block 11701, Lot 4.11, that matter is being carried to the November 10th, 2021 hearing date, as is the Rubinin matter, which is Block 811, Lot 1.01, which is a preliminary and final site plan and bulk variances, is also being carried to the November 10th, 2021 meeting at 7:30 or thereabouts. There will be no further notices, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Adoption of the resolution to memorialize action taken on September 1st.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 21PB-22/23V, 100 Springfield Avenue, LLC, for preliminary and final site plan with bulk variance.
Do I have a second?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll second.
Roll call.
Mayor Wallace?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize application 21PB-25/26V for Henry Hinterstein, minor subdivision and bulk variance.
Said, do I have a second?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll second.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Abstain.
Sorry about that. Ms. Corcoran, Ms. Saunders?
Abstain.
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item 8, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of September the 1st, 2021.
Okay. Madam Chairman, I'd like to adopt the minutes from the regular meeting of September 1st, 2021.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, I'll second it.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 9, discussion in need study to discuss whether block 6702, lot 6.02 at 40 Kingsbridge Road meets the criteria to be determined as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. I believe we're going to call Mr. Clarkin.
Yes. Good evening, members of the board. It looks like I have the spotlight all to myself tonight with you wonderful folks. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen just so we can kind of follow along with my report.
Okay.
And, we'll start my testimony. So just confirm when you can see my study, if it's visible.
I can see it.
All right, excellent. So James Clarkin of Foresight Planning testifying for you before you tonight. I'm going to go walk through my area in need of redevelopment study for that the board asked me to prepare for 40 Bridge Road, which on the tax map is known as block 672, lot 6.02. Actually, I'll stay on the aerial for a little bit, give some context. You can kind of see it's wedged between 287 and Centennial Avenue here. But before I get into too many details, just a quick overview of what I'll go through is, you know, details of the property, details of my investigation that I did of the property, and then conclude with the findings as it relates to the specific criteria noted in the local redevelopment housing law. So to page 5 of my study, which kind of gives a little description. I'm sure most of you are familiar. So like I said, it's wedged between 287 Centennial. It's in your LI5 light industrial zone with 6.64 acres in size. It has a single one-story structure on it, 77,152 square feet in size. And it's actually flanked by... I'll scroll up to the aerial so you can see it and zoom in a little bit. It's flanked by two parking lots, which have 232 spaces combined between them. And as you can also see, it's covered by solar panel canopies and also some solar panels on the roof. You have two access drives and there's another or access egress and ingress and egress. And then there's an access drive that goes to the rear that connects to two parking lots. There is a loading dock in the rear. So that is a subject property for my study. The building was previously used by Deutsche Bank as a disaster recovery office space. The facility was purchased by the bank back in 1996. They made a number of improvements to it over the coming years. So that used as a disaster recovery facility. So what does that mean? If a major disaster happens and they can't use their bases in New York City or some other major city, they can fall back to this for business continuity of their operations for an important financial institution such as Deutsche Bank. But because of that, by its nature, it mostly sits vacant. So the office space was normally empty or very sparingly used by Deutsche Bank employees during the normal business work weeks.
Madam, Mr. Clarkin, quickly to give some of the board members a little background on this site. This is the major recovery site for Deutsche Bank for 9/11. After 9/11, they transferred almost 1,200 employees to that site. They were there for almost a year and change until they got another site back in downtown, down by Wall Street. Interestingly enough, Deutsche Bank handles the transfers for the Federal Reserve. This New York Stock Exchange didn't get up and running for 4 days after 9/11, and they were waiting for Deutsche Bank on Kingsbridge to get operational because all those people work in conjunction with the New York Stock Exchange. And once they were up and running, that's when the New York Stock Exchange got up and running. So we have a little piece of history there with this building transferring So I just wanted to let the board members be aware of that.
Okay, thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor Waller, for that. Mm-hmm. As the mayor correctly points out, it was used during 9/11, even Superstorm Sandy. It was capable of handling between 1,200 and the building manager said maybe even 1,400 employees at one time in an emergency. So it had, a lot of amenities like a cafeteria, air conditioning. It had two generators for backup, or does, I guess, still have two generators for backup power, as well as a solar facility for power and energy in case the grid went down. So that's a little background and details of the site. As usual, I look at the New Jersey DEP GeoMap or GeoWeb mapping tool to make sure there's no issues with wetlands, contaminated sites, or endangered species. When I did my review, no items of big significance came up. So no wetlands, no endangered species, nothing of that sort. The only thing that came up is the NJDEP has an environmental management system. It's kind of just like a database tracking of any records they might have for a property. And two things came up. One was an air permit that regulates the two generators that I just mentioned for the backup power. And then a second record for the permit to register the underground storage tank for the diesel fuel that those generators reuse. So it was really just the permits that they hold with DEP and no other issues with regard to environmental concerns. As I mentioned, LI5, light industrial, so your surrounding land uses are mainly warehouse, commercial, office spaces, hotels, a religious facility, and then Foley Construction Vehicle Rental Company is also up the street. Directly south is the Verizon office facility. Other office spaces and light industrial uses. So page 6 and page 7 is really just outlining your LI5 permitted uses, bulk requirements. So I'm going to skip to page 7, which touches on the master plan perspective. So as you re-examined your master plan back in 2020, it definitely discusses the importance of redevelopment for the township, but it does not specifically talk about this property at all. In general, your re-exam report does discuss redevelopment in multiple sections, with the following being the most applicable to this study area. And it quotes, as vacant developable land diminishes in the township, public and private redevelopment, rehab, and adaptive reuse efforts will continue to increase, particularly within older sections of the township, older developed land. The study area was originally developed in 1976. I believe many of the buildings, or the original buildings in the LA5 zone along Centennial Avenue, were built around the same time. So I think this qualifies as an older section of Piscataway Township, and that the study area can benefit from adaptive reuse and redevelopment efforts. State planning area classification, as you know, the entire township is planning area 1, which the state plan, most of the state's development and redevelopment. With respect to this study area, it is in compliance with the state planning area classification. So I'm going to go to page 9, which is where I can kind of get into the findings of my study. So during the site visit that I did back on June 8th, it was a weekday prior to 5 p.m., so during normal business hours. But as soon as I got there, it was very apparent that the facility was not in full use and really hardly used at all. Both parking lots were almost entirely empty. I think I counted 5 to 10 cars. And when I went inside, I saw a total of 4 people, which included the security guard, the building manager, and 2 employees. So page 10, you can start to see some of the photographs I took, and you can really see the unused nature of the office spaces. You'll see the old computer equipment being stored and huge piles of telephones. Which really shows that the owner intends to vacate the space and that it is no longer used as a disaster recovery facility or an office space, really, for that matter. And I was told by the building manager when I was there that the owner's network was taken down. So really, Deutsche Bank really didn't, like, employees couldn't really go. So there really was no incentive to go there. So I'll just kind of go through these photographs. You can see all the piles of office equipment, the rows of monitors. Setup was really unique. It wasn't anything flashy. It was really just meant to be able to be used in the event of an emergency. So they had just these long tables, and you can really see when you from this view, it just goes all the way down the length of the building, just row upon row of row for employees. So you can imagine during, you know, COVID-19 pandemic, this might not be the best space for social distancing. Or, you know, you would have to go to greater lengths to space everybody out and not be over requirements. You know, almost looks like a cheap version of Wall Street. But so here are some views of the enclosed offices. There were like three or four offices. This was the cafeteria that they could fire up if they needed. But really, overall, the conditions shown in the photographs show significant vacancy. And based on the information acquired from the building manager, it really shows a discontinuance of the use. So criteria B of the law states that the discontinuance of the use of a building or buildings, commercial, retail, shopping malls or plazas, office parks, manufacturing or industrial purposes, the abandonment of such buildings or buildings, significant vacancies of such building or buildings for at least two consecutive years, or the same being allowed to create a state of disrepair as to be untenantable is what criteria. And I find that the disaster recovery facility at 40 Kingsbridge meets two of those stated qualifications. So, as I said, the photographs really clearly show a discontinuance of the use. An office building really can't function without if employees don't have their office equipment, like phones, computers, or a network. And in addition, since the network is down, it further supports that the office cannot and does not function as it was originally intended, especially as a backup facility. So take these facts together, show the use of the disaster recovery facility and the use as an overall office use as being discontinued. Also, while I was there, I really asked the building manager, you know, why they're not that many people here. And he told me that during the past 2 years, no
recording in progress
for its Verizon employees. So this arrangement has persisted for well over 2 years, possible unless the building in question was going through a significant vacancy. Otherwise, they would need the parking spaces. So those two facts together, in my professional opinion, rises to the level of a significant vacancy for more than two consecutive years, as criteria B states. So the combination of the significant vacancy along with the discontinuance of the use derived from the evidence herein means that criteria B can be applied to the subject property block 6702 lot 6.02. I also found that criteria D, so as I mentioned, it was completely, more or less completely empty. And it was kind of striking for such a big facility to be 100% empty in the midst of a major global pandemic, which is really a major emergency. You would think it might be a good backup facility, but when you really start to think of distancing, avoiding crowding indoors, or even state or federal mandates really make the office space and its environments obsolete. And just to confirm that my site visit was not a sole outlier, like I said, I asked him about how often people came. He told me, like I just said, 60 people on a weekly basis, but even before the pandemic, it was less than 10. So it's really stark, vacancy. So like I said, really the COVID really put a spotlight on the ineffectiveness of a centralized DR facility for a high number of employees. The ability to work from home rendered this facility obsolete. I think this conclusion dovetails with the sharp downturn in office space used nationally by companies of all descriptions. Work from home has proliferated and really made large office spaces and office parks even more vacant. And given the national trend of technology reducing demand for office space over the past decade and many predictions that this trend will only continue, it's my professional opinion that the same applies to a large disaster recovery facility. such as the one on the subject property. It only exacerbated the downward trend of office space demand, and it's unlikely that the market would take this single purpose structure to transform it to general or disaster recovery office space. So therefore, the facility built upon block 6702, lot 6.02 is obsolete. The obsolete condition of the property is detrimental to the general welfare of the community because reasonable productivity has ceased, resulting in a negative impact on the economic well-being of the community. In my professional opinion, the building and its primary use is functionally obsolete and in need of redevelopment due to economic deterioration from the lack of activity. And then finally, I found that criteria H, which is the smart growth planning principles, can be applied to the property. Specifically, the fact that the study area is within an existing light industrial use area, proximity to 287, really has great existing infrastructure to preserve the characteristics of the community and help its redevelopment should the board and the council find that it does qualify. So based on my study and conclusion, it's recommended that the board, planning board, and the township council determine that the study area is in need of redevelopment because it meets criteria B, D, and H of New Jersey's local redevelopment and housing law. So the study area meets three of the eight statutory criteria to qualify as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. And this survey analysis revealed the parcel's discontinued use, significant vacancies, and obsolete nature. So that is my conclusion of my study. I can take any questions.
Okay, open to the board now. Do we have any questions from the board?
If I may, Madam. It's obvious what's going on. It's not just here in Piscataway Township, but it's the entire 87 corridor where office buildings are going by the wayside, and the pandemic just put it on steroids. Mm-hmm. If you speak with any commercial real estate brokerage person in the state of New Jersey, the first thing they'll tell you is that office warehousing, it's got basically – the type of facility that's here that we're talking about today is considered a dinosaur now. And we as planning officials have to rethink how this whole corridor is going to look like, Centennial and Avenue and everything. We're not the only towns going through it. Franklin's going through the same thing. Bridgewater's going, all the towns along 287, Edison's going through the same thing. So even all the way up to Morristown. So.
Madam Chair, it's Councilwoman Cahill, if I may.
Yes, you may. Go right ahead.
So I have a couple of questions. I mean, there is no question about the office space, dying out and all that. But it seems like the canopies with the solar panels on the roof are of some value here. If I could ask you, Mr. Clarkin, what opportunities do you think you see here on this particular area?
Yeah, I definitely would think it would be a terrible waste to let that go. It really depends on how it's redeveloped. And also probably a key thing is the age of the panels themselves. When I was in the facility, there was some information on when they installed those panels. It depends on which panel, but panels typically have a 20 to 30 lifetime or life cycle of how long they can be used, and they do degrade over time. So I think it's a couple things. One, whoever becomes the redeveloper would have to talk with Deutsche Bank. They can acquire the panels and maybe also test them to see if they're worth keeping or can be recycled somehow in some safe manner. But I would agree. It would be a bad waste to get rid of those panels. But I think it really just, it's gotta make sense from a material and cost perspective, I think, between the two parties. But I'm certainly sure they could be stored, uninstalled, stored, and then possibly put on the new parking lot or on the new building.
I know some of those are either a decade or less old, maybe some older, only because I worked for, well, I still work for an educational firm that partnered with Verizon. So I would be in that building frequently, but, and see the building behind it. The other question I have for you is, with regard to the eventual expansion of the Route 287 corridor and the lanes, does this owner of this property, will they have to give up a right of way for that? Because I know we've asked it of other corporate buildings.
So I am not 100% familiar with that, but just looking at the aerial, Kingsbridge is in front of the property and they don't own the the small area between the highway and Kingsbridge. So I'm thinking no.
So you think the state may own that already?
Good question. Maybe.
Okay. I think
the township may own probably right. own some of the right of way on Kingsbridge, but the right. space between the state may already own.
Right. Madam Chair, I would ask that it be put into the record that I think it's worthy of us finding out who owns that land. I'm not so sure that it's going to be a determinant factor on this particular discussion, but it should be noted so that we know when, you know, if a redeveloper comes in and they're talking with Deutsche Bank, they know exactly what may be asked of them that wasn't previously.
Okay. You want it to note it on the record. It'll be noted in the record that that was part of our discussion.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion from members of the board?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I have a...
Go right ahead, Reverend Kenny.
Thank you. Mr. Clark, how many buildings are on that facility? I know there's a few.
So I'm not sure if you can see the aerial. So on the road itself, you're right, there's a couple buildings, but the one in the center, it's just one building on the subject property lot. So it's just one lot, one building, but it does have neighbors on either side and south of it. Yes, right. In close proximity. So in that like stretch of area, it looks like there's six buildings.
Corporate office building in that area there, right?
Yes. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's my question. But, you know, if a developer comes in there, you know, what kind of a warehouse, you know, would be in an office building, that may be a problem between your neighbors, too. That's what I'm concerned with that. Okay, that's the only question I have in mind right now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else on the board have a question? I have a question, Mr. Clarkin. Are the other two pieces of property next on either side of this particular parcel of property, are they available or are they in any jeopardy of, or are they in use, I should say?
Good question. So I don't believe I looked at surrounding uses I looked at surrounding uses, but not from a vacancy standpoint. So I don't know. Certainly look into it to find out, though.
I was just considering whether in creating, if this is, if our recommendation is forwarded to the council for consideration of a redevelopment plan, those two things would be taken into consideration as to how that property could be used and whether it affected the expansion of the 287 corridor. Wouldn't that be taken into consideration at that time as to how they're going to redevelop that property?
So if this moves forward, and we move to a redevelopment plan, it would solely be for this parcel. But
right.
we would look at any traffic impacts there might be on neighbors. But if you wanted to include the properties on either side, we would have to amend the study to include them.
Yeah, I'm not considering that right now, but I didn't know what state of use or disuse or disrepair they're in.
I understand. Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to go inside those buildings, but I can probably do a cursory review to see if they're vacant or not.
Madam Chair, I would agree with you that would be important to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any other questions from the board? If not, I'll open it up to the public. Hearing no response from our board members, Madam, Ms. Buckley, could you open it up to the public and see if there's anyone who has any questions regarding this?
Mr. Clarkin, can you unshare your screen, please?
Oh, yes. Sorry. Thank you.
It's okay. Thank you.
Stop share.
So much easier to see.
There we go.
There we go. Okay, perfect. No one is raising their hand, Madam Chair.
Okay, thank you. Close to the public. All right, board members, I will hear your discussion or take a motion. Do we have a vote up or down to what should we, how we should proceed? Okay, well, I'll make a motion. Okay, go ahead. I hear one coming.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we declare this area in need of redevelopment. And that we share our findings with the Township Council for their concurrence.
Do I have a second? I'll second it. I'll second it. Would you please call the roll?
Mm-hmm. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders? Did we lose her again? Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, since I was going to be away, I had prepared a resolution just in case, so that it can be forwarded to the Township Council. I didn't want to run into any deadline since I was away. So there's a resolution if the board wishes to adopt it so it can be forwarded on.
Yes, Ms. Saunders, can you hear? Are you prepared to present that resolution? Okay.
We got to buy her a laptop.
Is she on a cell phone?
I don't know. Yes. Yes, she says, I'm speaking, you cannot hear me. In the chat.
Well, Ms. Corcoran, since you made the motion to forward it on, do you want to make a motion to adopt the resolution in Ms. Saunders' absence?
No problem, Mr. Barlow. So I'm not going to do it nearly as well as her, but I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the resolution declaring this property as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment. The property is known as Block 6702, Lot 6.02, 40 Kingsbridge Road.
Do I have a second?
Madam Chair, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders? Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
You did it, Dawn.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening. It's good to see you all. Have a
good to see you too. Bye. Our next item of discussion is item 12, I believe. Amendment to redevelop plan for 800 Centennial Avenue, Block 6703, Lot 2.02.
Madam Chair, I thought Mr. Gottlieb would be here to comment on it, but I assume because the other two applications were adjourned that he would need to comment on. I can just briefly go over it for the board if you'd like.
Yes.
Okay. This matter, 800 Centennial Urban Renewal, is already the subject of a redevelopment agreement. However, the agreement only allows one facade sign per building. And the applicant through Mr. Itall's office has requested that the redevelopment agreement be amended to permit one facade sign per tenant, essentially. There's multiple tenants in the site, and obviously only having one sign doesn't really help the tenants once you get past one. So that request was made to the Township Council. The Township Council was amenable to it, so they referred it to the Planning Board, because it is a change to the redevelopment agreement, to get the Planning Board's comments as to whether or not the Planning Board felt it was a reasonable request to amend the redevelopment agreement to allow a facade sign per tenant up until only a maximum of six tenants, not more than that. And that's essentially what the amendment calls for. If anyone has any questions as to what the amendment seeks, I'd be happy to answer.
Anyone have any questions about this proposed amendment? Well, I, for one, up to six to eight people, this will be a quite sizable change in the our usual requirements for signs on Centennial Avenue. Own it? Isn't that a substantial departure?
If I may, Madam Chair, what happened is that the redevelopment plan was silent on the facade signs and made reference to the zoning ordinance. The zoning ordinance never took into account a multi-tenant building, especially a building of this size. So as Mr. Barlow stated, there are three tenants in the building. The building is fully occupied, but down the road, in the event that, let's say, a tenant leaves and that space is divided up and you have two more tenants or maybe three, that's why we're capping it at six. We may never get to six. Those three tenants may stay in that building, I don't know, for years to come. So again, it was just because the zoning ordinance as it is it just doesn't take into account for a multi-tenant building.
And I assume Mr. Eithol's proposal was do a maximum of six, and that's what the governing body sent. So if a fourth was added, the board wouldn't have to deal with this repeatedly.
Correct.
Madam Chair, may I ask a question?
Sure.
Reverend Kenny, in regards to the signage, now is that, there are six tenants or three tenants, is that for one sign or six various different signs?
Each tenant could have their own sign.
Oh.
Right now, only one tenant is able to place a sign on that building under the current zoning ordinance. There are two other tenants in that building that aren't permitted to have any signage at all.
Yeah, I understand that part of it. Is it done like they would do a shopping area where there's one sign with multiple tenants' names? No.
Yeah, how do you?
I believe they're facade signs, so they would be physically on the building. Dawn, obviously, correct
That's
me
correct.
If I misspeak.
No, absolutely correct.
And the size of the signs obviously has to comply with the township ordinance.
Yeah, so I understand that. But what the question I'm at, are these signs going to be on the road, close to the sidewalk or what area, and six various different signs?
They're on the building. They're facade signs, so they're only on the building. They're not freestanding signs.
Oh, okay. Then that answers my question. I don't have a problem with that, being on a building, but the six different individual signs is a lot on the road line. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions from any other members of the board? Should we open it up to the public, Ms. Buckley?
Yes, ma'am. Anyone from the public have any comments or questions? No one, Madam Chair.
Okay, close to the public. Okay, what is your pleasure, board members? We would need an amendment to the redevelopment agreement.
Yeah, it would ultimately be the governing body's decision to amend it, Madam Chair. So this is a referral back to the governing body that the Planning Board finds the amendment acceptable, and then the Township Council will have to ultimately authorize the change in the agreement.
Okay, good. Do we have a motion for a referral back to the Town Council?
Madam Chair, Reverend Kenny, I'll make a referral that goes back to the Town Council for signage.
Recommending this suggestion.
Right.
Carol Saunders,
do I have a second?
Carol Saunders, second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Item number 13, discussion to retain Foresight Planning, LLC.
Excuse me, Madam Chair? Mr. Barlow has something to say.
I was just trying, again, because I was away, I crafted a resolution setting forth the motion just made by the board so it could get back to the Township Council in time. So it would be appropriate if Saunders can hear
me. Do I have the motion?
Do you have it?
I mean the resolution?
I believe you should have the resolution.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me just check. Hold on. I'm sorry.
This is resolution amending redevelopment plan.
Okay. Let me just see. Okay, wait a minute. I got the council, the 4100 New Brunswick Road?
No. 800 Centennial. You could just read it right from the agenda, Carol.
Oh, okay, because I can really say I don't see it. All right. Okay. Well, let me just read it from the agenda. Okay. I recommend that we memorialize the resolution for 300 Centennial Avenue. Is that what you said? 800 Centennial Avenue, block 6703, lot 2.02 for signs.
Thank you. We'll have a second.
Madam Chair, Dawn Corcoran, I'll second that.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay, now can we move on to item 13? Is that right, Mr. Barlow?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Discussion to retain Foresight Planning LLC to provide professional services to prepare an area in need of redevelopment study for block 5301, lot 1404, also known as 1551 South Washington Avenue.
Madam Chair, I guess briefly, the Township Council, by way of resolution, I believe dated September 14th, 2021, referred to the planning board that they had a proposal from Foresight to do a redevelopment study for this particular property, and that the funds were available for that to be done. So essentially, it would just be a resolution from the planning board to retain Foresight Planning, Mr. Clarkin, who testified earlier about the other redevelopment plan, to prepare a redevelopment plan to advise the planning board whether or not this meets the criteria necessary for a area in need of redevelopment study plan.
So we need a motion
for
a resolution to retain, correct?
Yes, a motion to retain, and then again, because I was away, I prepared a resolution formally adopting it so that it could be transmitted to the Township Council so they are aware of same, and that he can start working on the project.
Okay, can I get that motion?
Reverend Kenny, I make a motion to retain the Foresight Planning to go to the Township Council, block 1551 South Washington Avenue.
I believe it's 5301, but that's just an adjustment, just an amendment.
51 South Washington Avenue.
Okay, 1551. Okay, block 5301. Okay, do I have a second?
Second, Carol Saunders.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Okay. Now, Ms. Saunders, would you do do adoption resolution?
I'd like to adopt the resolution to retain Foresight Planning LLC for area in need of redevelopment study for block 5301, lot 14.04, also known as 1551 South Washington Avenue.
Do I have a second?
Reverend Kenny, second.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. And another discussion to retain Foresight Planning LLC to provide professional services to prepare an area in need of redevelopment study for block 1701, lot 2.03, also known as 4100 New Brunswick Avenue. Mr. Barlow?
Yep, Madam Chair, same situation as the last one. This was there was a resolution done by the Township Council. I don't have the date in front of me. It was at the last Township
Council. That was last night.
Okay.
Last night, October 12th.
October 12th, thank you. Again, that the funds were available to retain Foresight to study the area of 4100 New Brunswick Avenue. So again, presumably if the planning board retain him, Mr. Clarkin will again prepare a study to present to the board at a later meeting as to whether or not the area is in need of redevelopment. So if that's the board's pleasure, be a motion to retain them, and then the resolution again has been prepared so that can be adopted also, Madam Chair.
Can I get a motion to retain from member of the board, please?
Reverend Kenny, I'll make a motion to retain block 1701, lot 2.03 for redevelopment, need for redevelopment.
I believe he was making that motion to retain Foresight Planning LLC. Do I get a second?
Carol Saunders.
Carol Saunders seconding. Can I get the roll call, please?
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I'd like to memorialize the resolution to retain Foresight Planning LLC for area in need of redevelopment study for block 1701, lot 2.03, also known as 4100 New Brunswick Avenue.
Can I get a second?
I'll second it, Reverend Kenny.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Thank you.
Don't die yet, Chair. Dennis. Not yet.
We're close. Madam Chair.
The mute button is deceiving.
All right. We're good. Okay. Number 15, Madam Chair.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Roll call.
Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Motion to adjourn.
I make that motion, Reverend Kenny.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Well, now you vote.
That's not seconds.
All right.
You gonna call us all out? Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do it. Mayor Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Corcoran?
Yes.
Ms. Saunders?
Yes.
Reverend Kenny?
Yes.
Mr. Espinoza?
Yes.
And Madam Chair?
Yes. Good night, everyone. Have a good evening.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming.
Take care.
Bye.